Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
The people have spoken. Dave from Aaron, or Tony and Aaron chimes in. If this is one of the better Mr. Irrelevance, I'm sure glad I normally miss the segment. Producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Josh DiMaggio chimes in. I think Strofe earned himself a week ban. This cannot go unpunished. It's just the truth, man. Like, that was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I didn't come back from vacation for this, Strofe.
I kind of like the conspiracy theory, though.
But I'm starting to connect the dots. I'm just telling you right now.
Then you're as dumb as him. You don't want to be on that side. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Northman with Strofer on the show. Kyle Brust and Northman across ESPN Wisconsin, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Make sure you listen on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. And then when you listen back to the podcast, if you missed anything, just listen to 2 o'clock to 2:45 and then skip right to where you are right now.
I'm just saying right now, if the Warriors win in
seven.
If
everything you said happens,
and Denver
I'll
wins
take
in
it back.
Six, you guys all owe me something nice.
Sure. I'll take you out to dinner. Got that on record. Sound good? Until then, Becoming Relevant will be vetted every day before we go to it. Outside of Matthew Golden, are you even excited about the guys that the Green Bay Packers drafted? Kyle, you missed a lot. Obviously, you were with us Thursday and Friday at the NFL draft. We see the picks. You're a film guy. You're a scout guy. I saw a post from the Green Bay Packers that they're looking for two scouting interns. I know you applied for that.
Did you?
10 years ago.
Wow. Mm. Oh, more than 10. I'm old.
Yeah,
now.
I don't know if you want to jump back into that pool. But outside of Matthew Golden, is anyone exciting you guys? Is anyone getting you going? It was end of rookie minicamp. Anthony Belton, big fella.
Oh, yeah, big.
Big fella.
Yeah.
Brinson, yeah. D-tackle, Georgia.
Yeah, for me, this ain't Goody cooking. Again, we're going to see on the field, and hopefully I'm wrong. But after the last two drafts, we felt a little excited. We're like, okay, these guys had productive college careers, and we felt like those last two draft classes after that, I don't know about you, Strofe, I know you're a real Packer backer as well, but after the 2022 draft, excuse me, after the 2023 draft class, you were probably like, okay, I feel like we got something here, right? We got two nice tight ends as well. Like, there was a little bit of juice there. And then on top of that, last season, you're like, okay, I feel we got some Edrin Cooper. He was a guy that was the best linebacker. And we felt like, okay, we got some guys here. This year, I looked at it and I was like, watch some film. And I don't have the same feeling. I feel like Goody cooked in the first round with Matthew Golden, and everything hinges on his success. When I look at the rest of the draft class, KBN Nation, the Packers didn't do too great. You got a wide receiver back everybody's excited about because he's 6'4" and can't run a 4.
Savion Williams.
Yeah, you know what they said about Savion Williams, what he can't do?
Catch.
Can't catch. What's his job?
Catch.
Yet is a problem. What
Matthew
else?
Matthew Golden did have some drop issues earlier in his career.
I have no idea how you are sitting here right now and saying you were all jacked up about last year's draft class and aren't about this year's draft class.
What about this year's
I bet you were staring up Jordan Morgan's tape last year and going, oh, baby.
No,
they totally got a guy they needed in the first round. You were looking at Javon Bullard, who didn't even end up being a starting safety.
Javon Bullard was solid, first and foremost, in college. He was a playmaker. And in this year in the NFL, he wasn't a bum. I mean, he's room for improvement, but I'm not sitting here saying, oh,
you've
Javon
got
Bullard was
two
a
two versatile athletic receivers and a big-ass offensive.
Strofe, stop it. What do you mean versatile? Yeah, versatile. He gets ball out the backfield. He's a wide receiver.
Which one are you asking? Talking about Savion?
Yeah, I'm not talking about Savion.
Savion played every position in college, including lining up on the backfield.
Yeah, because he couldn't dominate at one.
Savion Williams, and this is from the NFL.com in his bio, right?
Yes, let's hear
the difference between a siren song and pot of gold for him will rest in his development, draft and develop with the Green Bay Packers, because and the creativity of his play caller. Now, do you believe in Matt LaFleur?
Oh, well, I do believe
because
in Matt LaFleur.
Because his skills, his strengths, his speed off the charts.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? His capabilities are off the charts.
He's potential. I'm just very concerned about the fact that we're hoping we're getting some that we're not. He can't run routes right now. He can't catch the football. Out the backfield, cool. Cordarrelle Patterson, that's what they said he's going to be?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
He said it so wrong, I couldn't get it right.
It's like him and Debo.
Okay. Debo. Y'all think y'all getting Debo Samuel?
Maybe.
You're not.
How do you know?
You're not. KBN Nation, you're not getting Debo could catch. He had highlights in college of catching the football and cooking cats. This boy, he could be good, but I'm just saying it's not good when people say you can't run routes and you're a wide receiver. But you need your coach to be creative to get you the football for reverses.
But Kyle, Goody did everything that we wanted him to do. He went after receiver, huge position of need. He basically got a more depth in the offensive line. Anthony Belton was a mauler in college.
He ain't replacing Rasheed Walker.
How do you know that?
Oh, Aiden Hutchinson will cook his ass. He will cook him. He ain't stopping Aiden.
How do you know that? How can you declare that?
Does Kyle come back
what
from
happened
vacation
to
and hate the Packers?
Watch the field. Anthony Belton, he's a big boy. He ain't going to move him inside.
I know damn well you weren't in the Caribbean watching Anthony Belton film at NC State. What the hell are you talking about?
Had a lot of time.
Do you hate the Packers?
No.
Does Kyle Wallace hate the Packers?
No.
800-990-3776.
I do like Oliver's motor. But here's the thing, fellas.
His motor.
This draft, I'm telling y'all this right now.
Stupid pina coladas deciding whether or not somebody has a good motor.
I had a lot of time on my hand. I'm just saying, Packer Nation, KBN Nation, we have to see, but I'm just comparing it to the last draft classes. The one thing that we said about Goody, we've been talking about the fact, outside of the first round, what has Goody done recently in the draft?
He's been better outside of the first
round. He's been cooking outside of the first round.
So why don't you trust that he cooked?
Because
that's
where he nailed it. And he got positions of need. He got D-line.
Because the cornerback position is not a good thing unless they re-sign Jair. Otherwise, you're looking in the seventh round and saying, this guy's not going to contribute.
He could be cut. Kalen King did not play on the Packers last year. He was on a practice squad or whatever. He didn't play in the NFL last year. That's what you got in the seventh round. So you're not expecting to get somebody that's going to contribute right away. That's all I'm saying.
Why are you so low on four through five?
I agree with Stevie here. He doesn't understand why you're saying this with such conviction.
No, again, all I'm saying is this, is that there was
a level. The conviction makes me really curious as to what was in your pina colada.
Because when Tucker Kraft got drafted.
I was excited.
No. some guy from South Dakota State.
He
was going to be a top five tight end.
Tucker Kraft. Film.
Get out of here with film. You don't watch film like that. You think you watch more film than Goody and the Packers scouts?
Listen, when you
I need
guy
you to record yourself watching film.
Okay,
if you're going to watch this film, put it out on your social channel so we can get your breakdowns.
You know who he watches? He goes on YouTube.
No.
He searches Anthony Belton, North Carolina State.
Nope. That's not how you do it. You don't do that. You can watch, though. You don't watch highlights. You watch offensive line versus defensive line, and you watch the player. That's what you do when you want to watch an offensive lineman. You want to watch O lines versus D lines. You don't want to watch guys in their highlights.
Kyle,
you want
to name one team on NC State's schedule that they played at home last year. Go.
Did they play Georgia? I think it was Georgia. I think that was the film that I watched Anthony Belton last year.
I think that's the film I watched.
Look back at my phone. It was North Carolina State. It was early in the season. North Carolina State versus
Kyle, do you know anything about Baron Sorrell?
Good news for you guys. Georgia and North Carolina State did not play last year.
I have to remember what it was.
We just went from Strofe having the worst segment ever to Kyle coming back falsely.
No.
Declaring that the draft class stinks when he said he watched film, but now he's lying to us.
Who do you think you know a lot about? I'm going to look him up and I'm going to test you on what their strengths and weaknesses are.
I didn't say stink. I just said I don't believe in this class.
And so you, so because
the last
you don't,
time Georgia and North Carolina State played football was 1973.
That
was 52 years ago.
Wait, I'm going to find
you. What was in your pina coladas? No, seriously.
It was Tennessee.
Hold on. Show me that again. It says North Carolina State OL offense versus Tennessee State defense.
No, that says Tennessee defense. In Tennessee, we already know they had the boy that got drafted in the first round that we didn't want. So, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You got to watch O-line versus you don't watch the guy's highlights. You don't want to see that.
What?
You want to see...
What is Anthony Bellton's one strength and one weakness?
Well, I will say this. Probably one of his strengths was this. I love the fact that Anthony Bellton, he did finish a lot of plays and he get downfield a little bit. The problem is I feel like, all right, I don't feel his kick set and being
Hold on. Anthony Bellton, weakness. Second level targets are able to elude his blocks in space at the second level.
I just thought he was good in the second level.
The film I watched, I liked when the boy got downfield. He was pulling out. I liked it. I did.
1973.
I guarantee you. Watch his film.
You watch his film.
All right.
Because I trust NFL.com over Kyle.
All right, well.
Know why Elliot Wolf never emailed or never like truly considered scouting job.
I'll say this. I feel like this draft class that he got, there will be some guys in here, but I'm saying this.
Way to go out on a limb.
Yeah. Listen.
One of the eight guys are going to hit.
The optimism we had after last year's draft. We felt good about last year's draft, did we not? We were like, okay, we feel pretty good about
it. We didn't know what to expect. They drafted an offensive tackle who didn't play in the first round.
I was talking about outside the first round. I wasn't very happy about Jordan Morgan as the first round pick, but I'm talking about outside of the first round.
So you knew Evan Williams was going to take that job.
Yeah, fifth round pick. You knew it.
You knew he was going to take that job.
I didn't know he was going to take the job, but I thought it was good. Run the tape from last year. Run the tape after the draft from last year. I guarantee you I said Goody cooked in this draft. Run it. Find it.
He's on it.
Find it.
He's on it. Trust me. He's on it.
And the year before, we sat here and we did a show. Before KBN started, we did a show. And we were excited about Luke Musgrave. Well, it didn't happen to
me. I'm starting to feel some backpedaling right here about this draft class. Because now you're starting to be like,
don't get it twisted. This will be Goody's worst draft class in the last three drafts. Guaranteed.
For the same reason that he's looking for audio from last year, mark this year's draft class.
Mark it.
For Kyle Wallace.
You can. You go ahead and mark it. This will be the worst draft class
out of 23, 24, and 25. I cannot wait to talk to somebody who's actually watched film and knows about the players. And that's Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch joining us next on Kyle, Brustin, Ortman. We'll get Jason's reaction to Kyle's early prognostication of these players.
Hey, hopefully I'm wrong. Hey. I hope I'm wrong, but fellas, I'm telling y'all this right now.
There's a better chance you're wrong than you're right based off the film that you watched that wasn't actually real film.
How many hours would you estimate you've watched a film?
Okay, I'm not going to say. I don't watch hours of film. it's literally these clips are maybe.
5 minutes
these
each?
All you need to do, you see a guy do what, 50 reps? That's all you need to know. I'm not going to watch 100 reps. I'm telling y'all this right now. Matthew Golden's great. The rest of the class, we'll be seeing. Savion Williams. Y'all excited about Savion, huh?
Oh, no. This is from Ezra in Port Washington in the Carbus Talking Text. And this is bad. Kyle, your sports takes are officially worse than Hear Brad Out.
That cut both of us, Kyle.
Yeah. Makes me feel really good. Jason Wilde next.
Cool, Ezra.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Kyle, I think you're doing a good job getting it all off your chest.
I love Matt LaFleur.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hey, when I was flipping through channel. Great family film.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
I'm a naturally inquisitive person.
Holding everybody accountable.
If you feel better about that, I'm happy to do so.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Joining us here on Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin is Jason Wilde. Jason, welcome back to Kyle Brustin Nortman with the full crew, and I couldn't be happier to have you right now because you have actual knowledge of what happened in rookie minicamp.
Not much. Where do we stand on the head shaving? Did that occur already?
Yes, I am buzzed.
All right. Okay.
Oh.
Thank you for your support of charitable causes against your wife's soon-to-be wife's wishes.
But she texted me and she said I look really cute.
Okay, well, I hope you still look cute when it's in the awkward regrowing stage for wedding pictures. But hey, I love that she loves you no matter what, and I love that she's taking a positive attitude to this. The last time I spoke with you, you were ignoring her pleas to not get your hair shaved. So I'm glad that she has made her peace with it, and I hope everything works out both with the photos and with your wedding and many, many years of happiness.
I hate feeling the D word of disappointment right off the rip here from Jason Wilde.
Yeah, it was a test. You failed the test.
I couldn't please everybody.
And you chose the community. You chose KBN Nation over your lifetime partner.
And you chose poorly. Yes. All right.
He's for the streets, Jason.
Hey, God bless you. I'm pulling for you. Yeah, that was the reason I brought that up was A, just because I wanted to confirm that you made the wrong choice, and B, that it really was lame. Like, it was great talking with the draft picks like that. I always look forward to that. And, you know, Warren Brinson was hilarious. And the photographer from the Green Bay Press Gazette got a nice picture of him saying something funny and me laughing. And I look reasonably okay in the photo. So I was touched by that. But, you know, it was the practice itself was, it sucked.
Mm.
It was like all individual drill work. Like, you couldn't. Like, if any of my colleagues, and I haven't read anything this morning yet, but if any of my colleagues drew any meaningful judgments or opinions from what we got to see, they know a heck of a lot more about football than me, and maybe they do.
Do you consider Kyle Wallace a colleague?
I consider Kyle Wallace a friend who happens to be my teammate.
Well, your teammate believes that this draft class is going to stink outside of Matthew Golden. Strofe, did he not just say? He literally
What's the declarative you just said? How is this going to compare to the other two draft classes?
No, paint it how you want. Jason, go ahead.
Did you not jump to conclusions?
No, I didn't say they were going to suck. I said
you said it would be the worst draft class.
Out of the last three draft classes. Yes, I did say that.
The other two have been pretty good. So I'm going to give you a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah, based on just...
Not much.
No, that's fine.
He's watched less than an hour of film on every guy.
Listen, the level of optimism that I have based off the guys that they drafted, I don't think it's going to match the last two drafts. We said Goody cooked outside the first round. I think the inverse. We got him cooking in the first round, and the rest of them I think is TBD. I think there's some guys with maybe some potential, but the level of excitement for filling a roster with guys like a Tucker Kraft, a Jaden Reed, we talked about Evan Williams, Javon Bullard, I don't feel the same level of confidence. I don't feel like they got a guy like Edgewin Cooper. No.
Now, in fairness, though, did you know what Edgerrin Cooper was last year? Did you know what Tucker Kraft was 2 years ago when they drafted them?
Yes. Edgerrin Cooper was somebody that Brad loved out of Texas A&M. Sure, that was his guy. So we talked about Edgerrin Cooper. And Tucker Kraft was a baller at South Dakota State.
Well, a baller at South Dakota State?
Listen.
Is that your go-to school for ballers?
No. I mean, if you watched this film, he was a baller. I wasn't mad about it. I said, okay, he was balling there. He was a beast. He was a tough kid. I liked it. And he got drafted in the third round.
Maybe Savion Williams, who was drafted in the third round, will be, Debo Samuel.
Okay, so you watched Savion Williams. How did his route running look? Did it look crisp and clean in T-shirts and shorts?
He had Jason Vrabel throwing him the ball. Like, this stuff means – like, it's basically you guys, you know, like, before a – it's like Ben going to shoot around back in the day. Like, this was all individual drill work.
Looked good in shoot around.
Like, yeah, that's when you were the most accurate. but like, you know, the Canadian quarterback that they had as a tryout guy.
Stud, huh?
He never threw a pass to Matthew Golden or Savion Williams the entire time. And he was the only quarterback there. So it's not like one of the other quarterbacks was throwing him passes. So who the hell knows after
losing Jason Wilde here. We'll see when we get him back. Jason, check 1, 2. Jason, check 1, 2. There you are. We got you back.
I'm driving to beautiful Freedom, Wisconsin.
I love Freedom, Wisconsin.
Go Irish.
Patriotism right there. So, Jason, outside of the rookie class, which you can't really glean much from, what's the update on Jair? Because I think if he is on the team, the secondary goes from being pretty good to really good with his presence, assuming he's healthy and mentally engaged. So what's the update there? And which is a big assumption, but...
Wait a minute. You said that. That was like the fine print of your opinion. And like when we do ads where we can't fit it into 30 seconds and all of a sudden you or Ben is talking in the commercial like you're members of the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
I call that mice type.
Mice type. That's good.
So to add whether he's healthy and mentally engaged, those are pretty big caveats, don't you think?
But it's worth it for his skill set, don't you think, Jason? Assuming they can figure out something financially.
$17 billion a year.
But isn't that what they're trying to figure out right now? Is there a way they can make sense for both parties? Like, where are they at with it?
I don't know. The folks that would be discussing that sort of stuff have now gone dark ever since it came out that they were
open to reconciliation.
Right. So I don't know what kind of progress they made. All I can tell you is on Friday, when I asked Matt LaFleur about him participating in the on-field portion, Matt LaFleur confirmed that he wasn't. And that is because they do not want him going out there on the field turf, rupturing his Achilles like Damian Lillard, and then being stuck with him and his $17 million salary because he got hurt on their watch.
If they can
reach a contract accord that cuts his salary and then gives him, say, the chance to earn it back through playing time incentives, and he wants to stay, then they'll reach that agreement and he'll be here. But again, if you guys are the betting experts, it's not my area, but if I had to choose one, I would say that the favorite is still him being released. Then maybe the other two are a toss-up, because I don't think they can find a trade partner, and I think it's equally likely that they figure out they'll just keep him and hope that he stays healthy and engaged.
So, Jason, does this mean Jair has no leverage? Like, at this point, if no team is going to probably pay him what he's being paid now, does that mean all the leverage is with the Green Bay Packers?
No. I think Jair has all the leverage. He's not gonna get paid $17 million by anybody for 2025, right? So, but you know, if he doesn't, and I don't know how he feels because I have not spoken to him, but if he doesn't want to play for the Packers, if he continues down this path and nobody wants to trade for him, then the Packers have to release him, which gives him the Packers get nothing in return for him, right? And B, he gets to choose wherever he wants to go.
Wait. How are you on a contract and you get to choose? Wait a minute. If the Packers don't choose to trade him, Jair has to earn his money by actually playing. So how does he have any control? No, he can't just sit out.
No, if they can't reach an agreement on the contract,
they're not going to keep him at 17.
They're not keeping him. They're not paying him $17 million. And so the options then are to trade him.
Which has not been going well for the last 6 months, it seems.
I guess I'm just confused.
Right.
So they don't want to pay him $17 million because they just don't want to because he hasn't lived up to it? Like, at this point,
He's played three years of not playing over half the snaps.
No, I understand it, but at a certain point, you might have to eat your loss, say, listen, all right, well, listen, you ain't going to take this. Well,
Eating the losses would be cutting him.
And so he has the leverage that if he won't agree to a restructured contract, they will have to trade or release him. I don't think anybody's going to trade for him and then accept him being on a $17 million contract for them. The leverage is, I'm just going to keep saying no to the restructures if that's what maybe he has changed his tune and he's on board with making less and staying with the Packers. Okay? If he's willing to do that on some other type of contract, then that's great for everybody. But if not, then he has the leverage to keep saying, no, I do not want to take this restructured deal, and you're going to have to release me because you don't want me at this number, and then he gets to pick where he goes. But I don't think anybody in the league is going to pay him $17 million this season to play for them. That's why they can't find a trade partner, and that's why they don't just say, hey, we're keeping him because we love Jair, and we're going to believe that he's going to be healthy this season.
Well, Jason, we know you got to run, but we appreciate the time, and thank you for shedding light into rookie minicamp. And Kyle's coming off vacation, so he's got to get back into this thing. Jair has the leverage that the Packers don't at this point because they've made it clear about what they want to do with him.
All right, boys. Take care. Be good.
That is Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch. What's going on in the brain, Kyle?
No, because I understand the Packers don't want to pay the man, but initially it was Jair didn't really want to come back because remember at the end of the year.
And the Packers don't want him to come back. Okay, it's very clear.
And so my whole thing is, so how does he, if he don't want to go, if he don't want to play for a team, he wants to leave too.
Correct, unless they come to an agreement that they both want to make it work at a restructured deal. Which is a possibility, but it's a low possibility.
But if he wants to leave, the Packers have... I mean, it just comes down to the Packers saying, we don't want to pay you this amount of money, so we're going to cut you.
But I'm not sure that he's going to get a good deal outside of the Packers anyway. Rosters are at 90,
no.
And he's not going to get as much patience at the other 31 teams as he is from the Green Bay Packers.
No, I agree. At this point...
It makes sense that both would come together. Like, the Packers need him to bolster their secondary, and I don't think he's going to get a good deal as a free agent.
But it also makes sense if you don't believe he's a guy you want at $17 million to cut him, save some money, and let him go elsewhere.
Okay, my question is this. I guess, what's the worst thing that happens by paying Jair $17 million? Like, what is it interfering with? Oh, your team actually has a cornerback that's a number one corner. Honestly, he gets hurt again. Okay,
it comes down to the Green Bay Packers not thinking he's worth $17 million.
Yeah, I understand that, but shoot, you signed a deal. That's what you did.
You know that's not how it works.
I understand that's not how it works, but we're talking about the Green Bay Packers. It's already cooked into the books.
I don't disagree necessarily with everything you're saying.
You're being stubborn.
But it's, are they?
Yeah,
are they?
I get it.
You're not in Lambeau Field. You're not in 1265, where the last 3 years they've witnessed him not play over half of the snaps the last 3 years.
Why would you
want to take that on and pay $17 million for that?
No, I get
it. If you want to do that, that's your prerogative. But you're not making the decision.
I'm just telling you
what they are thinking and how they are going about this business.
If it's a thing saying we need to save this money because we need to shift it over to Zach Tom or somebody else, then okay, I get it. We need the money. But the Packers aren't hurting for the money, and they can still get the deal done with Zach Tom or whoever they need to extend and keep Jair and just eat it for this year. And if Jair plays and performs well, then it's money well spent. If he doesn't, then bye-bye, sayonara, don't see you next year. Then cool. I guess that's my whole thing.
Well, and the hard part is you'd love to save $6 million for a guy that's not going to be an asset to the team, but it's only $6 million. Like, that's not a lot in the grand scheme of salary cap. It'll probably go to Zach Tom,
then
maybe somebody else.
Then it goes to what you started your question to Jason with of, is he going to be available and will he be mentally engaged? That is a big portion of this because we have evidence of what he's been on the roster, not when he's been all pro, but when he's been injured the last 3-4 years. Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Stew on it in the break, Kyle. If you're still hot on it, I'll come back to you. I just don't think I can make it. Strofe, can I make this any more clear of what the Packers are feeling?
For being Ben Brust, you're doing a damn good job of explaining.
I'm trying my best.
I feel like
I'm talking to a wall.
No, I get it. I feel like the Packers
do
are being
ya?
A little stuck. No, I 100% understand. I get it. I 100% get where the Packers are coming from with this, but the more you say you get it,
the less I'm thinking you get it.
I just don't think that the option of him coming back is not like this crazy thing. Oh, we got to have to pay him $17 million. It's simply because they don't believe he's worth it. It's not like they can't do it. That's all I'm saying. They can do it. They just don't want to because they don't value it. Of course they can do it.
We all know they can do it, but they've made their intentions very clear about Jair, and I don't see that changing unless he restructures. It's pretty much that simple. Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
You actually didn't do that.
KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
I guess we're going to break.
I guess so.
Homer, come on.
Yo, fuck. I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you?
Yeah.
Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Well, I was right. The Steelers will be playing in Dublin on we're in May 5th. The Steelers will be playing in Dublin on September 28th.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Big
you got
J,
the day right.
Yeah.
I'd also like to take this moment to officially retire from journalism.
Oh, wow.
But wait, the whole report wasn't accurate, right?
Hold on. This is a form of journalism. It's called broadcast journalism.
I'm on journalism right now?
Yes, this is...
I'm on journalism?
This is a form of journalism. You're a personality, but it's still journalism.
This ain't no journalism.
I mean, tell facts.
You don't. You just lied about watching the rookies.
You consider yourself a professional journalist?
Oh, I'm a big professional journalist. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I can break stories.
So you and Jason
Wilde,
same?
We're a little different.
Rob Domofsky.
Our styles are different. I'm more broadcast. They're written as well. They cover the team. Yeah, I'm a little bit different.
So it's just gray area between the avenue by which you're conducting journalism.
Yeah, I get some inside information, but I'm not a breaking news
So that means everyone who calls in is a journalist.
No, they're very different. I went to school for this. I don't know about y'all. Stroke, do we not?
You want to be in the same sentence
as
this guy?
I don't know if I want to get pulled into this.
Oh, Stroke,
I think I'll pass
stop
on this
it.
One.
So, yeah, the Steelers are playing in Dublin on September 28th.
According to reports, yeah.
According to reports.
But.
Yeah, playing who?
I don't know. There's some new reports out there about who the Steelers are playing. Strofe, do you know this?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with the report. So Andrew Filippone, who is a radio host, longtime radio host in Pittsburgh on 93.7 The Fan.
No one cares.
Tweeted this Dang. Morning. I feel like it's important context to what I'm about to read, Kyle.
You see, he's a guy in Pittsburgh.
Filippone.
He tweets. Filippone tweets. Source. The Steelers will host the Vikings in Ireland on September 28th. Not the Packers, contrary to popular belief.
Ooh. Now, that was a shot at Benny Brustwood.
Whoa, whoa.
Wasn't
whoa,
it?
Whoa, whoa.
Contrary.
I was in the contrary belief. The contrary belief was out there before I tweeted the date in which the Steelers would be playing the
All
Packers.
All right, well, why don't we reflect for a moment, shall we?
Let's reflect.
All right, back on February 6th, at Ben Brust tweets. I am hearing from sources the Packers will play the Steelers on September 28th at Croke Park in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Do you still consider your report accurate?
Yeah, you said you
That's
had sources.
That's a pretty big difference.
Did your sources say Packers or did your sources say date? That's what
if,
I need to
What if
a
group of Packer fans have booked their tickets non-refundable to Ireland? And now they're stuck.
I can confirm it's happened.
Now they're stuck seeing the Vikings.
Well, that I am not someone who said book your tickets.
Little J journalist
it was
over here talking.
Big little J.
No, you little now.
I thought you were team.
I was, but then the tweet kind of recycled my mind. You did say the Packers will play. You could have just said date.
I am hearing from sources. He didn't leave with what he said was the big thing he was breaking. He said the big thing he was breaking was the date. Now, in journalism school, they teach you leads, right? How to write the lead. He wrote, and I quote, I am hearing from sources the Packers will play the Steelers on September 28th.
So if you were to rewrite my tweet with your journalistic mind, how would you have done it? Knowing that really I had the date figured out mostly than the teams.
Breaking, the Steelers will host a home game at Croke Park in Dublin, Ireland on September 28th. Many have speculated the Packers will be their opponent.
Yeah.
Damn!
Oh,
yeah, why didn't you help me?
Didn't call me.
Yeah, you didn't call the journalist students. Wait, you journalist.
You
called your best buddy, Greg Scalzo, and he said, yep, go ahead.
You said that with conviction without ever having confirmation that the Packers were the team?
Well, if I'll be honest, I had a couple of sources.
They suck.
One I can say was boots on the ground in Ireland.
Boots on the ground in Ireland.
NFL has hired somebody in Ireland?
No, don't you worry about
this
that.
This is getting crazier by the minute.
He's scratching himself.
I let him know. I was like, hey, thanks for the report. It's Vikings, not Packers. He just goes, bleep, comma, sorry.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Wow.
That was
this is
one
boots
source.
On the ground in Ireland? That's
this
the Ireland
boots
guy?
On the ground, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Did you vet your source?
Yo, yeah. No, I know him well.
We've talked about these sources for months now. Since February 6th, we've said, Ben, you don't even have sources.
I do. He's boots on the ground. And then another source, I can't give up that source.
Just a dude you met in a pub in Ireland doesn't make him a source.
He's not, I've never been to Ireland.
Has he?
Yes. Yes. He was. I can't give up my information.
No, you can give up information because it's no longer good information. He's not a good source.
I thought you only had one source. That was the whole
deal. No. Then I have a second source that I can't give up.
What do you mean? They're not sources. They
They're
failed
wrong.
You.
No.
They
wrong.
Told you the date, but they also said the Packers. Did they not?
Kind of.
You can give up. You can
kind
give up
of.
Bad sources so people know. So people know not to believe these people. Just like they can't believe Little J. Benny Bruss.
I like I said, I am retiring from scoop journalism. How about that?
Failed.
So your first and last scoop was a failure.
Yeah.
Yes. least I know when to cut my losses.
Man, you embarrassed us. You
Are you guys really embarrassed?
Yeah, I am embarrassed.
When
the fool?
Exactly. When I saw Ben's tweet and we talked about it on the show, I was actually impressed. I was like, dang, Ben is taking his career to the next level. He's getting scoops, sources, and now all of a sudden he's backpedaling.
Oh, he's backpedaling.
I'm not backpedaling.
So yeah, you're backpedaling. Your
sources were a scam. It was incorrect information.
Not a scam. They weren't a scam. I got the date. I have a police officer in Ireland's voice memo to my source.
Wait. You're giving up your source now.
A police officer?
I must tell you that I've doubted you the whole time.
You have.
No. If this person's calling me as another source, I have a third source.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to the show, one of my sources.
Oh, wow.
I'll speak in code here so no one recognizes anything. Ben was correct. Here's what happened, guys, and the Green Bay Packers should be thanking Ben. We called the hotel, spoke on the phone to the receptionist, made up a whole story about how I'm flying in from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and I promise you, no fewer than three times, Packers Steelers, Packers Steelers, Packers Steelers.
Mm.
She said, the Packers, that's the team from Wisconsin, right? Yep, yeah, we'll be there.
She's a receptionist at a hotel.
She's a good source,
bro. She doesn't work for the NFL.
I'm sorry, do y'all know five cities in Ireland?
What? I don't know anything about Ireland.
And you think this woman know about Wisconsin? Green Bay, Wisconsin? You just said Green Bay. She said, yeah, that's the team. Yeah, that's the team. Green Bay. If you would have said Minnesota, oh, yeah, that's the team. The Vikings. She didn't know. She thought you were telling
she
her something.
She just wanted your money.
Okay, let's be honest
right.
here.
Are you going to book it?
With all that smoke about the Packers and Steelers, it wasn't just nothing. This has to do with old A-Rodge. If Rodgers goes to the Steelers, they wanted to keep the home game.
Rodgers.
And if they keep the home game, they want Rodgers to be in Pittsburgh for the Packers coming there.
Ben Brussey.
It's called the spin zone.
You've had a rough day.
No, nope.
Talking about
lost
he's
all of his hair.
No, nope.
His one report ever in his journalism career is getting refuted.
In his defense, I will say this: I do believe that Ben Bruss had it right, but I also do believe that the Pittsburgh Steelers made a decision, like he just said, if they're going to sign the Steelers in the NFL. Rodgers is probably going to the Steelers, right? And so with that, would you want to give up that potential game? Hecky no. And so they talked to the
NFL.
Is
it a coincidence it's another NFC North team? Hecky no.
No, not at all. And I think Ben had it right at a certain point because he got the day. Because even though his tweet he didn't lead with the actual lead that he was breaking. He led with other people's information. But I do believe Ben got the date right, and the date is going to be accurate. And I think originally other people got the team right. So I think you were
so
right.
It was just early.
Yeah, it was just too early. The schedule was not finalized. Because the schedule gets released next week.
With a receptionist, a police officer, and...
Oh, no, the police officer got me the date.
Okay.
Which is right.
Wait a minute. So a police officer gave you the date?
I cannot get rid of...
Yeah, well, you're...
I can't get rid of my sources.
Wait a minute. So the police officer, the NFL...
Is it a lieutenant?
We're about to get investigated by the NFL. We about to get Roger Goodell. I don't know nothing. I don't even know this man.
I don't know him.
Dig into my past, my history. I don't need nobody coming.
I just got
me.
Back from vacation.
I just got back. I don't want y'all asking. Did you claim this or that? Don't worry about it. No.
We'll wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin Hour next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
He is now off his rocker saying it. Well, if I played
Choke artist. That's what you both are. Yeah, I said it. You both are choke artists.
Losers, choke artists.
That's what you are. You
frauds,
choked against TCU. You choked against Oregon. You choked against Kentucky. Y'all choked against Duke. I can keep going.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You remember the moments from... Too late, it's gonna die. It's too late.
Why are we playing this song?
What do you mean?
Is there a reason?
I would just say I think you owe KBN Nation, I think you owe Packers fans everywhere an apology. That's all.
Yeah, you should have talked to the journalism folks. We would have made sure that tweet was right.
You came in here during the break. I'm not going to out anybody, any of your sources, nothing like that. If you would have contacted me the night you tweeted that, I would have told you not to do it.
And you would have been stupid.
No, why is that?
Because I got the date right off that message and the text underneath the voice memo I played you.
I don't mean to insult anybody. This This was a setup.
I literally got the date right from my sources in Ireland.
As somebody, Ben has told me a little bit of a story. As somebody has done planning and different things like that, Ben is absolutely right. You are wrong. Ben is absolutely right. He did very well.
Wait, I don't know about very well.
The team was already out there. We're talking about the date.
Once again, the tweet reads.
That's where you could have helped me with that. Yeah, that's what I thought you were going.
I am hearing from sources. The Packers will play the Steelers on September.
I should have left with the date.
You should have contacted Big J, graduates in Strofe.
Now that I hear the tweet again, he is putting the onus on the sources. It's not like he said the Packers are playing against the Steelers.
No. He said, I'm hearing from sources the Packers will play. He took credit for both. He did.
Yeah.
The intention was
to make it a declarative statement.
We tried.
Damn, I should be smarter.
Yeah, no, well, you can't help that.
I knew I had the date.
Yeah.
I knew I had September 28th.
But if you said the Steelers will play
on
September 28th,
people are hearing the Packers. Take it for what it's worth. Boom.
Well, because you wanted to mention the Packers. So you got too excited because you're new to this. You're not true to this. That's what happened. He got too excited, wanted to lead with the Packers and be the guy from Wisconsin.
You're not true to this.
Yes.
Powerful.
Do you remember everybody's reaction that night when they were like, why the hell is Ben Bruss the one breaking this news?
JD and Fondy chimes in, Benny needs to apologize to no one. Everyone knows never trust Benny.
There's truth to that, too.
Like I said, who's the fool or the fool who follows?
I mean, I have no rebuttal for that.
I was really pulling for you. It would have been big for our show if you would have got it
right. Yeah, imagine.
Chef Ben chimes in. He says he got the date right and one of the teams right.
The team that was already announced to be playing a game in Ireland. Wow.
Yeah.
Why are you being such a hater, Stroke?
Because he's jealous.
Because he got it wrong.
No, this is a little different here.
It's a pretty big detail.
No, listen.
His tweet got... It was like 900,000 views.
He was. Listen. I'm not trying to defend Ben Bruss.
The Packers' all-time leading rusher scheduled a vacation for fans to Ireland that he can't get out of.
You don't think Amon Green didn't know anything from anyone
NFL,
else before me?
Yeah, no.
You're crazy.
If he did that. Then everybody or the NFL let
Kim
them
also
know.
With a good point. You guys are giving Ben a lot of credit that people read his tweets and take them at face value.
I mean, he got almost a million views. I'm a Benny believer with this one. You were
shucksy doodles, missed it. Ben Bruss, Kyle Walsh,
sorry folks.
Brad Norton, we stay with you in Beaver Dam in Milwaukee. You get Jim, Matt, and Molly in Madison. We're back in 2 minutes, folks.
Ireland O'Gate continues.